We return to Libya now. Reports this morning about this convoy that crossed over the Libyan border into Niger. At the same time, Muammar Gaddafi is still at large. There are rumors he may have been in among that convoy, but there's a growing focus on the town of Sirte. It is his birthplace, his hometown. Anti-Gaddafi forces have called on loyalists there to lay down their weapons and have agreed not to launch an assault on the town until the weekend. Paul Wood is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He is on the road to the east of Sirte and sent this report.
We're outside the village shop in Nafalia, which is the latest place to fall to the rebel advance. A lot of small children are excitedly shouting, running out into the street. And a pickup truck has also been unloading supplies for the village shop. I'm told that in the last few weeks here, prices climbed to astronomical levels. Tomatoes, 30 times the price in Benghazi. Diesel fuel, 47 times the price. And one small child asked our translator, when can we get chicken? Apparently they haven't had chicken here for the past 5 months. And all people here really now want just for things to get back to normal. It's mid-afternoon and we've come just about as far as we can go. A line of stones across the road has been put there by the rebels to warn people that about 5 kilometres further on, NATO is carrying out airstrikes. In this village, which is a collection of about a dozen houses, they say they are still checking and still clearing in case Gaddafi forces are here.
My name is Chris from Los Angeles.
And how did you end up here?
Hitchhiking.
And what made you choose Libya?
Because there was a really active revolution going on. It seemed to be gaining momentum, and it's been pretty opportune, so I'm lucky.
And how long are you here for?
I don't know yet. Hopefully before school starts, I'll be able to make it back in like another month.
And what kind of experiences have you had?
It's definitely a new experience. Like, we hunt for our own food. Yesterday we caught a goat, just cooked it and ate it. And we eat a lot of macaroni. And it's been amazing because I sleep with them. They treat me like one of their own. So they taught me how to change a gun and, you know, some things that every one of these guys know.
Well, what you're hearing there could be a bit of happy fire. We get a lot of that. Could be people testing weapons. Could be somebody who's seen a target. We don't know.
They'd be firing in grads, but they'd be landing 5 to 7 k's short.
There's no more Gaddafi soldiers in this village, right?
No, no more Gaddafi soldiers.
In this Gaddafi's group, in fact, in this morning they have been here, and they're shooting us by some grad rocket. But we push them back, about 20 kilometers from here.
So what we're hearing from my colleague Tim Fisher, the cameraman, and from Mashallah, our translator, is a kind of accumulation of all the intelligence, which is the village that we're standing in was until very recently occupied by Gaddafi loyalists, and they pulled back. Yesterday we were at a road junction and everybody had confidently told us Gaddafi soldiers were long gone, and then Grad rockets started falling very, very close to us. So we should be a little bit cautious still, I think. They say the nearest Grad rockets have fallen 5 kilometres away, but we don't take anything for granted, I think.
A dispatch from Paul Wood, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, just east of Sirte. And again, we're following reports this morning that a large convoy, perhaps 200 vehicles large, has crossed over the Libyan border into neighboring Niger. Our partner, the BBC, is reporting it seems only about 50 of those vehicles were actually Libyan. The rest are an escort provided by the military of Niger and perhaps some tribesmen as well. No word at all among who's in that convoy and whether or not Muammar Gaddafi himself could have been in the convoy, although it seems as though he may not have been. Muammar Gaddafi, of course, still at large.